So, O like in outfit. One way to talk about outfits is to also think of it as a look, you know, that is a composition of components by which we then assemble an outfit or a look, a way to appear before others. That is exactly a composition, meaning that it's actually, you know, it's a combination of various expressions. It's the the shoe color, the style of these kind of things, you know, the belt, the different sort of components of an outfit. I think the interesting part is also, where does the outfit exist, in a sense, you know? I think the interesting part here is we have a look that we present to others, that is the outfit, but we also have an inner idea of how this outfit looks. We look in the mirror, perhaps in the morning before leaving the house. Perhaps we look in the elevator again. Perhaps as we walk past a shop window, we see our own reflection just to sort of see if everything sits where it should be sitting, etc. And I think this is the interesting part when we talk about outfits, is that it has sort of an inner outfit as much as we have an outer outfit. And I think this becomes extremely apparent when we have something like, you know, we get a stain on this white pair of jeans or something like that, that suddenly we may say to ourselves that the outfit hasn't really changed. Nobody will perhaps see this little stain. It's actually very discreet. But the inner outfit has actually been wounded. The inner outfit, I suddenly feel like, oh my God, I need to go home and change. Something has happened to my self-esteem and to my inner outfit. I mean, meaning that I feel as if something has changed inside me, even though something may have actually not changed in the outer side of the outfit. And this is fascinating to me because I think we often talk too much about outfits as if it is only something that is something others see, as much as, and not connected enough to that is actually something that is my self-image and my self-esteem and my perception of self is extremely tied to this outfit. And we may even say to ourselves, oh no, I don't care about clothes. I, you know, at the same time as we would exclaim, oh, I would never wear that, meaning that we do actually, you know, have this extreme connection between how an outfit, a look that perhaps nobody else sees, can actually change the way we feel inside, even though it is an outfit. We should perhaps call it an infit, rather, something like that.